So the question then arises, what does a second term for Xi Jinping mean for U.S.-China relations? Will we see a man who has consolidated his position in China, who has put people into positions of authority who are his allies? Or will we see a man who is in a position to continue reforms that are necessary for the Chinese economy? I think the answer is we may see both. We may see a man who, at the Party Congress, is able to put together a team that can focus on making sure that he is unchallenged, as well as a team that is able to address such problems as the anti-corruption campaign, such problems as moving China's economy from a low value-added to a high value-added set of industries, to see such changes as a focus on cities and the social problems and issues that you have in cities, rather than trying to figure out what to do with the remnants of poverty in the countryside. We may see someone who goes into foreign policy in a much stronger position to try to put into effect the Belt and Road Initiative, which will extend influence from China around the world. I think it's important, though, to be focused on what he's trying to do for his domestic constituency, because that is the basis of what the people at this party Congress are thinking about, and only derivatively to see how these things are going to have an impact on foreign relations. We should remember that anything that has an impact on the outer world will be a result of efforts by the Chinese Communist Party, by Xi, to deal with domestic issues.